So you're a water baby who swim every day in your own little lane at the local pool before heading to work or school. It's so much part of your daily routine because it's also the place you learned how to swim and where you can cool down in summer and exercise in winter. But what happens when suddenly all that is no longer? Because your local council says the aquatic center will be shut down with no certainty when it will reopen because the funds are unavailable. That's exactly what happened to locals Murray from Epping, joined by James, who are part of the Save Epping Pool movement. Coming up also are locals from Bondi, Paul and Rido. They tell the story of what it's like for them and their communities when you find out you can't swim in your local pool anymore.
I did lots of things at Epping Pool, but the main thing about the experience of Epping Pool is walking down that little path. You walk out of suburbia into this other world. You walk through the forest. It's a very calm, beautiful bush environment. That's the experience that you get when you go to Epping.
Local pools can mean more than just a splash for others. They can create a sense of community, culture, identity, and connection. However, for suburbs like Epping, the local pool, tucked among the trees and away from the noise, means something different. I interviewed two individuals, Murray and James, who regularly visited Epping's local pool. Can you tell me about your experiences with Epping Pool?
My family and I have used the pool for over 25 years. In fact, our children learned to swim there, both our children. Their swimming carnivals were held there. And up until our children turned 15 or 16, we would use the pool as a recreational facility.
I had done lots of things there. I did my squad training there for years in the early 70s. I'd go as a teenager with my friends and we'd, you know, catch up and socialise. And then later in life, my kids learned to swim there. We'd take them and go as a family. I got fat, needed to get fit, and I thought, I'd go swimming. So I started going swimming before work.
What role does the pool play in your everyday life, if it had any?
Well, it doesn't play any role now other than keeping me busy trying to get it back. But honestly, some of the friendships that I made there are still friendships today. There's a group that we call the Epping Lap Swimmers. It was founded there and we still meet.
In your view, what kind of role does this pool play in the local community?
Yes, well, the pool presents for us a special heritage environment that is perfectly positioned in a nature strip, and it also has a multifunction community centre on that site that provides a really well-maintained facility for yoga, Toastmasters, the Model Train Club, sewing and embroidery, and art. It provides a really serene and healthy environment that contributes to the well-being not only of us, but of the whole community.
Families socialise here. There's lots of water-based activities. There's learn to swim. Increasing housing density around Epping means there's going to be lots and lots more families who are living in apartments. They need somewhere to get out and do some exercise and do some outdoor stuff. Epping Pool's a great place to go and do that. And learn to swim. People need to learn to swim in Australia. We saw in the summer how many people drowned. Don't know how to swim. So you need a good learn to swim venue.
Do you have any further more comments on Epping Pool?
The facility is really well used. And we've noticed that comments are often made in our community regarding the future of the pool. This includes the current fact that it's been closed down in preparation for development. But we note now that there are heritage aspects of the property that we know makes it zoned R1, recreational, and that the pool itself, when it was originally built, was dedicated to fallen soldiers. The general public really needs this facility. Children need somewhere to learn to swim, and I personally believe it's the council's responsibility to provide this resource.
I do, Emily. Bondi might have sand and surf and be famous around the world. It's also very urban, busy, noisy, crowded. If you compare this with the nature, peace and quiet, the Elysian Arcadia that was and hopefully will be again Epping Pool, there's no comparison. They're completely different, but Epping's a place to go and chill in nature.
The closure of Epping Pool has been a real loss to the local communities, and even leaving locals questioning whether they'll ever swim a lap there in the future. However, how would the community of Bondi Icebergs feel if a similar experience were to happen to their local pool? Would the impact feel any different, or is the value of a local pool something we only recognise when it's gone?
What does your local pool mean to you and your community?
This local pool at Icebergs in Bondi, to me it's a very special place because I actually learned to swim down here in the baby's pool. It's one of those things that I never really think about what it means to me because it really is just part of me. I grew up here, I learned to swim here, I met friends here, I met my wife here. So for me it's just a place that is part of me.
Well, for me, this pool means a way of coming together with friends, meet new people. I think for any community, in a place where people really feel that they want to be part of something, they're looking for a place that where people have something in common. And I think the pool and the pool being on such a unique location with this beautiful to Bondi is one of those places. And so whenever you go here on your routine on a Sunday morning or on a Friday morning, you have to bump into each other, ability to kind of reconnect with each other, and in a way it stays, it keeps people connected, which I think is very important.
And how would you feel if you could no longer swim at Bondi Icebergs?
Ooh, it'd be pretty tragic. I wouldn't be happy. I've been swimming for 45 years, and if that was, for whatever reason, taken away, it'd be fairly catastrophic on me as an individual, as myself. I thought it'd be absolutely tragic. Be something I wouldn't be very, very happy about at all.
I think it would be a big loss, the mention of Bondi Way for me, because the beach is amazing, but this location and this place in the sense represents an additional dimension which really helps you to be feel grounded in the place. And so if that was taken away, that would really fundamentally change the way you would feel about a place.
Do you think there's tradition at Bondi Icebergs?
Oh, absolutely. Given the Bondi Icebergs, which I'm a member of, has been around for nearly 95 years, we have multiple people who are multi-generational swimmers and members of the club down here that we see either weekly or sometimes people you see even daily. It brings an incredible amount of community and tradition to the people. We have some interesting rules in the club down here. If you are going to swim through winter with the actual Bondi Icebergs club, you have to swim so many swims per month or over 5 years, which you have to put an effort in. So we've all gone through that experience. It's a shared experience, which actually brings you closer together as a community because you've all, I guess, shown a commitment in the club and a commitment to swimming every week. It's not always warm in the water. Sometimes it's a little bit cold. And because we all have experienced that as a shared experience, it brings everyone a little bit closer together, and we know that we've all done it, and it encourages builds a esprit de corps of camaraderie around our shared experiences.
A lot of tradition at Bondi Icebergs. I think whenever you come here and you listen to the stories of people, you realize that this is intergenerational. People have been coming here with their kids and have seen people grow up and have shared good moments and bad moments with each other. So I think there is a lot of tradition here where people support each other. And I think they support each other as human beings. It's no longer about what you do on a day-to-day life during the week. You're not necessarily focused on something else that it's really important to them. Now, when people are here, they just put on their shorts and, you know, their swimmers and put their goggles on and go for a lap. And I think that really kind of grounds people, brings people together in a different way. So yes, I think it is a really important place for a lot of people.
After having so many conversations about where people began, their love of the pool, or what keeps them coming back to the water, these places are important. Swimming laps can feel like a lonely sport, but it's when you step out of the water and you see the same familiar faces day after day. It is in the quiet, unintentional consistencies, the morning nods, and the shared silence in the lanes. It's not loud, it's not organized, but it's real. And when places like these disappear, it's not about losing the pool. It's about losing a part of the community as well. So support your local pools, go for a swim, and have a chat
after your laps.
The voices of locals from Epping, Murray and James from the Save Epping pool, and also joined by Bondi locals Paul and Rido. And ending that special report by 2SER volunteer Emily Calcagno.